third Mishnah. Tignish Isoicha Kil Mishim Ratzadik, Lo Yoim Altio Kabonim Sharchim Sarab, Amanas Lakabo Pras, and the Hebu Kabonim Sharchim Sarab, Amanas Loy Lakabo Pras. Kidakainu, we would want to go back and answer a few of the questions that are still left open. One, we stated that these early Mishnayos, especially the ones that are the ones that are from these first Tanoim that were giving us the basics of Avodas Hashem, the basis of the Darchei Avodah. So we have to expect here also, where this is the last of a single Mandoimer, from here on we'll see it divides into groups of two in this first parak. We're expecting to hear something very basic that should be a follow-up, a continuation from the Mishnayos beforehand, when we had the Mishnah of the Gimel Amudim. So this Mishnah should be a practice, an interesting idea, but it should be something very basic. Two, we want to understand the continuation of the Mishnah. The first whole Mishnah, until as far as we read, that's one idea. And if that's an idea complete on itself, then the Mishnah should have stopped there. After we finish the Mishnah, after we finish the idea of Shloi L'Kalo Pras, the Mishnah continues the Yemur Shemayim Aleichem. There's no ideas as Klawi said. Mishnah is nothing thrown in. Anything that's together in one Mishnah is not the Kol Kisvei and Tignes Yisoicha. Everything you had to say, put it all together. If these two ideas are put together, so they're part and parcel of one idea that needs to be put together. Within the idea of the Mishnah itself, of the Yalti Avonim Shamsin Zayav, we brought already, it was the question wrongly, asked wrongly by the students, those two students, Sodok Baitos, what do you mean, Amanash Leva Kalapras, is there an Evid that's Evid Shalem Nas Kalapras? It's a question that needs further clarity, how to deal with it. And beyond that, we have the morale asks, says, what do you mean? All the Torah talks about Tzchar. All Tzchar is no longer important. The Gemara in Psachim, the Gemara in Bog Basar says, "How you sell us all the stock? I'm not sure if you're bnei is a tzadikom." Person does it and asks to have a scar. Even request a specific scar. He's giving stock on an ass. That is a tzadikom. What's missing? What's further? Right, these are the basic questions. We have a few other questions, but this is what we'd like to try to have an understanding of what it is. Within the Seder of the Mishnah is what is it in Tignus Yisoichai was coming to teach us. So the idea in general, the first beginning of this Mishnah was he's coming to teach us the idea, and that's the continuation of the two halves in the Mishnah. He's coming to tell you after we know the three Amudim HaAvoda, we know the subject matter. We know what Toiv is there to go after. Right, there's Torah, Avodah, Gemilas Chasadim. Those are the areas, anything of value has to relate either directly or indirectly somehow back to the mission of Torah, Avodah, Gemilas Chasadim. What's the next step? So now in Tirus Nechsoich is coming to tell us this Avodah Hashem that described in the early mission of Torah, Avodah, Gemilas Chasadim, we need the motivation. We need from where does it come from? Where is a person coming from? Where is he going to? So it teaches us that Avodas Hashem has two basic forms, and he emphasizes the first, but he throws in the second. We'll do it, take them one at a time. The two basic forms of proper Avodas Hashem is Avod Ma'ava, Avod Nir. Avod Ma'ava, Avod Nir. The main part of the Mishnah is coming to tell us the Yesodos of Avod Ma'ava. And then we'll see afterwards the continuation of the Mishnah, which is telling us the second half of Avodah Meir. What it is, the Maral says, if he's trying to say, Tavoid as Hashem Ma'ava, so I have a much shorter way than saying what he said. So why doesn't he say, Tavoid as Hashem Ma'ava? His question, if with all this is coming to tell us, he should have given some clear, and it wouldn't have all of the problems of the confusion that his Talmidim came to. Hashem says clear, he's coming to tell you, you know what you should do? The Avodas Hashem, if Torah Avodah Mitzvah Son, you should do it Ma'arva. And, Be'yim Hashem Leichem, you should be year. Be much shorter, clearer, conciser. Why does he have this whole description of a manas, the Avonim, Hashem, it's a manas, the Kabbalah Pras. Hello, Hebu Kavon, Hashem, it's a manas, the Kabbalah Pras. So there are levels here. There are levels, even Avodah Me'ahava, just to give a general statement, Avodah Me'ahava is not sufficient. He's coming to tell us particular in what form of Ava, in what way of Ava we're supposed to come to Ava Hashem. We'd like to a little bit describe, a little bit go into the basic understandings of these sages of Ava, which are true in other areas, true too, and to see what it is that in particular Antinus Nisoyfi is telling us here. The Klal of Ava, if it's different forms, we will take from the Rambam in a few Mishnayos from here. In the Mishnayos, we'll get back to it there, discuss it later. On the Mishnayos of Asel HaRav, which is the Mishnah of Vov, the Rambam brings, he quotes from Aristotle, the Yesodos of Ahava. He explains, in short, that there are three basic levels of Ahava. Ahava can be for three different forms. See, the inside is very important, has ramifications on many levels, many places. It's a good thing to know. There are three types of oyavim. Oyav to'eles, oyav menucha, oyav maila. There are three forms of ahava, and here what the Rambam explain each one of them. Oyev to'eles, and this is roiv. Roiv ahava that there is in the world comes under this, which is the second level, actually, the middle level, which is oyev to'eles. Ke'avas ne'shut ve'avas ha'pelech v'achaneyu. Anybody who has a relationship that is mutually beneficial and mutually dependent on one and the other, where there's an assistance and a benefit that each one gets from the other, the relationship and this constructive relationship that they have between them will bring a level of ahava between them. This is the second level. It has an extension, which the Rambam doesn't mention, explained in other places, and that is the yisoid of ahava that comes not from shutvim, meaning the toels that you get from each other, but from achim, in other words, similarity. There is a person, an American, who walks around with Americans, so he can walk around New York and feel nothing about the stranger sitting next to him on the subway. But if he would wake up one morning in Karachi, and he was walking down the street and didn't understand anybody, but anybody's talking about where they think and where they're coming from, and he found this fellow walking down the street also, they would become very good friends as long as they were there. Because the similarity, just that, they're two men from New York, that's it. That's the only thing they have in common. But relative to their new situation, that's basic similarity for this situation, they will be very greatly attracted to each other. The same two people used to ride to work back and forth in the same subway, they never split a word. No, this was a doctor, he was a nothing in common. But if you put them down in a place where their commonality becomes prominent, so any similarity will always bring people together. This is the basic idea of similarity and to'elis, which is the most common form of ahava. There's an extension this of it. I don't want to go into it. You may have spoken about it before, but just to throw it out, that simply understood, the ahava that I feel for my partner is from to'elis that I get from him. This is the simple understanding, and it's true to a certain degree. There's a famous mimer from Dessler, and Chaim Shalev speaks about another, and Gdoli Bali HaMusar, which they came and they explained, Kodesh from Chazal, that Bo'imik Nafshe Shal Adam, the real source of Ahava in a mutual relationship where each one is having to Elis, is much greater from the from the to'elis that I give and the to'elis that I get. If I have two people who have, each one a mutual relationship, each will benefit from the other. The ahava that I have for my partner is much greater from what I give than from what I get. This is going into Yisrael Chesed, which is going beyond our Mishnah. I don't want to go into it too much, just to it. This is the second level. This is a real level of ahava. There's a real basis for this ahava. And it could have long-term lasting relationship. However, it is well known in any business contract, right, shutvim, the greatest portion of the contract, the shutvim, is made up, what are we going to do when we decide to split up? Because Ava to'elis is Ava to'elis. The reason of our Ahava is because of the similarity and the mutual benefit. But if tomorrow the cost and expenses sheet will override the benefit of the relationship, then we go into breaking up the business agreement or whatever agreement there is. This type of relationship, although it has real basis, and it can, as long as the to'elis last, it could last, it has them, because there is a basis for it, but this is not a definite relationship. It's not a relationship to etzem. It's a relationship only as a product of circumstance. Those two fine friends from Karachi move back to New York. They get back on the train and they don't have much to teach you about. First, you time to talk about the experience in Karachi. When they forget about the experiences in Karachi, then they slowly go apart what they were originally. But since once you take off the emphasis of their similarity, they're back to a situation where that similarity is nothing in particular. And the differences will now outweigh the similarity, the relationship will break down. The lowest level, which the Rambam puts second, is Ahavos Ahanoah. And this is different. This is lower than Ahavos To'elis. Ahavos Ahanoah means simple pleasure. Ke'avos Haschorim L'Nekevos is the classical example. You'll notice that he doesn't say ki ish ve'isha, because hopefully that will be at least on the second level, but hopefully on the highest level. But kiskona can be animals, it can be people that live like animals. Skorim v'nekevus. The simple, straight sexual drive of pleasure that there is between men and women, without any of its higher meanings of love. So as is well known, that type of relationships starts with love, in the middle stage has marriage and ends in divorce. It's a question dependent on different people how long it takes. But usually the love ends at marriage and shortly afterwards, and because that's a ava tluya badovo she'in b'imash. It was something that took something that is made, I'll just say it in one sentence, was made to be a help in building higher relationship. And they took it and they made it the essence of the relationship. But it is, it can't, it has no basis, it won't last. And that is not a real level of Ahava. It's a famous story from Moshel, from Rebbe Lapian, on this level. And he says, a person comes and he says he loves fish. He asks his wife, I love fish. He says, if you love the fish, why did you take it out of its pond? Cut its head off, split it open, gut it, skin it, throw it in the frying pan and eat it. Instead of that, take a nice aquarium, make sure you give it good food every day, has all its needs. So you don't love it, you love yourself. This level of love is only in a very, very chitzonistic form. That the emphasis on the love of oneself right now has a relationship to the other person. That type of selfish love won't last at all. And it's not a real basis at all. The third level, which is the level of real relationships, Oyev Maila, it's called. Hu sheya taivis shneim mekavonas ladove echad. They have common desires and goals. V'hu atoyev. This is very important, remember? Having common desires and goals is only a positive force if the goals are, in absolute terms, positive. This is by the nature of Toiv. That Toiv comes from the Rebbeim Shalom, comes from Achdos. And when you're, the subject matter is Toiv, and relating it with Toiv, so one, the subject matter and the relationship go hand in hand, and it forms its real function. But if the subject matter is Pirud, it's Ra. But right now, we're both friends because we're locked to the common game of hating him. Right? So that's an eye in your papers. Look at the political situation. Anywhere, you find that people have such difference. Best of friends now. What happened? They both have common enemies. Yeah? Right? That type of common goal and desire won't bring any relationship of Ava. The famous Malbim says that the marshal of Achloikish, Shem Shemaim, is Koyach Vahadosai. He said, oh, those aren't the two sides. Should have said, Moshe Vekoyach. He says, no, the simon of Achloikish, Shem Shemaim, is that there were 251 people who got up and all applied for Koyin Gol job. Okay. All knowing that one is going to get it and the other 250 are going to die. And they're all willing to sacrifice the other 250 friends. Yeah? Out of the whole Koyach V'Adosai, within them there were 251 possibilities. Each one that was totally willing to give up the other 250. That's a simon of all getting together that is not L'Shem Shemayim. But it's only Machlok Yishalei L'Shem Shemayim. So within them, it's totally all that there's much more machlokes between them and themselves. The infighting is greater than that's agav. Sheyo tayv shneim kavon l'sadove echad v'hu hatoy v'yitzu kol echad le'yaza v'chaveru v'yagi hatoy v'hu l'shneim yachad. That each one is assisting the other and wants to use the other's assistance to attain the common goal. And that common goal, that good, will be attained, will be both of them together. This is a process of a relationship, which is a relationship of Be'etzim. They have an intrinsic, internal meaning to their relationship. And the going after and attaining the goal are different shlavim of the accomplishment of the relationship. This is a relationship that is not dependent on anything. It is dependent solely on the fact that the mutual recognition that they have such a relationship, that they have the common goals and they have where to be partners in attaining this common existence. And here you end up with a unit. You end up with a real chibur, you have to come together. These are the three basic levels of Ahava. We're on the lowest level of each one out for himself, from pleasures, from many cavers, that they're totally strangers, each one using the other for the personal pleasure, for the person eating the fish, and that will last about as long as it took the person to eat the fish. And the second level is a more real relationship, but still Ava Tluya Bedova, that they're between themselves, they don't really have the essence of relationship. The toelis, or the similarity that Kirega is prominent, is causing the relationship. As long as that's true, there will be a real relationship, and that can last you for a very long time. But it's not the essence of Ava, because it's Ava Tluya Bedova. The real relationship is one when the relationship is not on any outside goals as a reason for the relationship, but only as a simon, only as a way of showing that this is really a real partnership, a real unit that functions together as one.
The second level, the partnership is also has to be from the top, not necessarily the common goal.
No.
The Yisro Ra also.
Yeah.
So why is that so much different than the first? If it's for all, why would it be different, that much different than the first level? It's really all for you, the individual anyway. Whereas if I make a deal with you that both will knock that guy off, so I don't see where I should this. I mean, why is that an elevated second level? And just that really I'd like to knock him off, and I'm using you to help me out. I don't see the odd one.
It's not a very good example. You could find any type of relationship that in essence is really, if you'd analyze it down. Right? In that case that you're referring to, I really want to knock it off, but I don't know how to shoot, so I take a henchman to do that for. That's not a relationship at all. That's probably not even the lowest one.
That's
not even the lowest one.
Doesn't even come in.
No, you hired a thug to kill the guy. You have no relationship.
Okay, well, so we kind of want to, I don't
know. You know, but we put out there, it's well known, right? The bris achim that you have between thugs, between thieves, right? Mafia, no, I mean, they can leave $1 billion by the next guy, no problem, they'll be there tomorrow. Right? Because of course, there's a certain aspect of you, because you wouldn't keep the Pesach and you'd find yourself in the river. But it's not only that. There's a real relationship there. There are bases of mutual trust, because they're all working together to steal from us. They have a common goal, Kabira. That's a relationship where it can develop a real relationship between them. But it's a Havatlui B'dol. That's why they still end up in the river every once in a while. Because as soon as you get a little too successful, you're still my turf, whatever. The benefit of having you on board was, so you go off board. This second level does not necessarily, this is one of the ways of seeing the difference between the second and the third. The second level could be even for bad. The relationship is based only on the to'elis, right, or on the similarity. You both end up somewhere, and we're both thugs. So we're both trying to escape the police. Fugitives. That's all we have in common, both fugitives and the police. The similarity will keep a relationship between us going. Well, even with serious nefesh. You can find mamish with serious nefesh between such people. Tell when? Tell the fugitives. They escaped. They got over the border. The relationship breaks down very quickly. Because there was nothing else there. What else holding them together? So now there's only the remnants of the common experience that they went through, and they may last for a while. But after, during that time, they would have put their lives on the line for the other one, because they're in it together. That's the second level. But there's no real joining there. It's a joining because of a circumstance. Only on the third level, where you have a connection by appreciation of each other's basic mila, that's what's called Arvath mila. That this is the other half of me. This is the second part which will complete my picture to bring me to what I really should be. Because me and him, me and her, depending on whatever the relationship is, are part of a parcel which we're meant to work together. The common goal and desire is only a simon of the essence of the relationship between. It's only an indication that they are really a unit. And this is why when you speak about people who are going out, people who are dating. So at that point, common goals, desires are very, very important. Because that is the simile, who's the right one. Very important. After 5-10 years of marriage, people don't discuss very much their goals. There are many reasons. One of the reasons is because it's of secondary importance. The relationship is now no longer based on the fact that we realized we had common goals. That was an indication that we were actually a unit. But now, after the years of the growth of the relationship exists on its own. It's not dependent on anything. Generally, a unit will work in the same direction. Right? And there are basic common goals that created the which was the indication of the original relationship, and which is mechazik as you go along. But it's not the essence of the relationship. The relationship is an essence of a unit of two becoming one. Every ahava on its highest level is when two are joining one. So this is what Atignas Yisrael and Ramal explains us. He's coming to tell us in this mission. He's not coming to tell us stam uyved ma'ahava. Oyved ma'ava could be on many levels. A person could be oyved ma'ava even on the lowest level. Totally shalei lishma. I'm oibed because I get kavod. I come into shul and I shuckle nice manasseh, even me while I'm doing it, maybe happen, because then everybody looks around and says, oh, all right, look at that guy. Stuck. Right? Coming to make an appeal, $1,000. See that? Then you do pay, don't pay it. It can be an oved ma'ava in the lowest form. There was no real relationship between him and his avoider, or him and Rabbanu Shalom. But it had glee in the rabbi's eye when he saw it. Said $1,000. It was worth. At least it was worth saying, paying $1,000. Whatever. There are places where the numbers are a lot bigger. I'm a little guy, not such big as others in mind. But where does it come from? He's not afraid of anybody. He's doing it because there's something he wants to get. It was kind of, maybe you get elected to something or other. That's the lowest level of half. There can be another level of half, which this is in particular what the mission is coming to explain, to exclude. That's why the Mal explains. He's not coming to say that it's no good. He's not coming to explain to us that you're not a tzaddik if you do. Even the person who gives $1,000 for COVID, if he actually pays it up, right, will get schar. He's a tzaddik gomor. Okay, I'll explain. Tzaddik gomor doesn't mean a complete tzaddik. Right? It doesn't mean the highest level tzaddik. It means he's not choser. He's not a rosher. He did a ma'aseh mitzvah. He'll get his schar. He's not that. There are higher levels. The basic level is he did the mitzvah. He didn't do it. He did it for the lowest motivation. Only for COVID. If it wasn't for COVID, he wouldn't give it. But you gave it, you'll get some. Tzaddik gom. Right? But it's not the highest level. It's not a tzaddik godel. It's not a chosid. It's a tzaddik. He did it, mitzvah. He owed $1,000 to the stoker. So the office mechayim had to pay a certain amount of money to the stoker. He paid it. He did it for the lowest motivation. So he'll get a backseat money. He won't get the same high. He won't be the high. He won't be the top. Has its value. But what the mission is coming to explain the essence of the relationship to Klal Yisrael, to the Rabbanu Shalom, and to Avodas Hashem in its proper, not in its minimum form that without that it's not considered, but in its proper. And he's coming to tell us not only this lowest level, which would be like the Ha'anah, but we can have a secondary level, which is Avos HaTohelos. The Rabbanu Shalom and his avodah is very, very beneficial to us. If a person does mitzvahs, he gets schar. The Rabbanu Shalom pays. And he pays good. He pays very, very good. Both in Olam Hazeh, which it depends, sometimes not, because schar v'ayal malachar, mitzvah v'ayal malachar. Pivaseyam v'olam hazeh, certain mitzvahs, especially Mishnah there, have, especially Torah, have schar b'olam hazeh, perasim b'olam hazeh, most mitzvahs, stashed away in the big bank, and after 70 short years, 80, 120, a person can go up and collect. The Baruch Hashem pays its bills. The Baruch Hashem pays up. It's very beneficial. So a person can do mitzvahs. He makes poshut, like the Mishnah says later, he makes a chajman. What's worth it? Schar mitzvah, can I say that? I'll do the mitzvah, it's going to cost me this amount of effort, this amount of pain, this amount of whatever, this amount of expense, this amount of... But, the Baruchim pays big things, you can come to the conclusion that it's well worth it. It's a good investment. And therefore, you'll do a Baruch Hashem to get schar b'olam hazeh, or schar b'olam habo. That's the point. It's wonderful. That's a very nice avodah shaloi lishma, and the person will indeed receive his char, so filling with it. But his relationship to the Bnei Shalom is still somewhat secondary. His relationship to the Bnei Shalom in that Avodah is a little backwards. Because we said there were Gimel, the three parts of Avodah. Gimel, Amudim, Torah, Avodah, Gimel, Chesodim. Those were meant to be forms of our expression, of our Avodah to the Bnei Shalom. This is an investment. I'll do his work. Not for him. For me. Because it's worth it. If he gets any benefit out of it, that's it, you know. Out of the hand, that's it. The same way we work for a boss. What's the reason we go to work for a boss? Because we want to make a boss. The fact that the boss has to LSM our work. So secondary importance, of course, if a person has self-respect, doesn't want he wants that the boss should have benefit from his work in order that he can feel that the money that he earned is earned money. He wants to be able to feel, but that's secondary. His purpose is he wants to earn. He doesn't want presents. He wants to be earned. And therefore, he wants to be an honest worker. He wants to be a good worker in order that when he picks up his paycheck at the end of the day, he deserves it. He can go with great self-respect and put out his hand like somebody collecting something earned. In simple form, there are other ideas. I think the Yisoycha is coming to explain to us that the relationship that we should have to the Bnei Shalom is that there are higher forms that we are asked to work. We are asked to come to a real relationship of to the Bnei Shalom on its highest level. We are coming to come to a real connection to the Bnei Shalom where we oved me'ahava avas ma'ilah. We'll see maybe the Lashon of Maral, the Lashon of Rambam, the way that they describe this idea. We'll see a few words before. Mashalom etiyo avodim ma'ahavo. He asked the question, why didn't say it short? To avodim ma'ahavo. Loya mashma she'oiva shem yisrael patzad atzma. That wouldn't yet tell us that a person should have a real relationship to the Bnei Shalom of Avo mitzad atzmai be'etzim. V'loi b'shvil ha'toyiv she'also lo'i o'ishe ya'aselo. And not because of the toyiv that either he already received or is hoping to receive. V'chol yamashim sh'kol mi she'also shem yisbach toyiv v'lov yishalo v'oisa ve'yavles. That's also a level. Person, either you want to receive, or like we spoke last week, the idea from the toyiv we've already received. But that's still not yet this level. Therefore, to clarify this, the Ficha Chomer Shayu Meshamchen Shaloi Lekabel Pras, She'ein Ikra Avoda Kach, Av Ki Vada Yabo Shu Tzadigun, Kesh Avoda Shem Yisbach, Heim Mishul Atayim Shalosu, Mishul Atayim Shalosu, even though he's Vada Yatzadig, he did the Avoda. And the Schar, it's something the Bnei Shalom wants. Aval Iker Havoida, Sheyahav as Hashem Yisborach, that person should have a real Ahava for the Bnei Shalom. Veyachbois Latzois Mitzvoiso, and he would have a desire to do his mitzvahs. Uvezeh Yesh Loi Dveikos Bo Yisborach Mitzad Atzmo. This is the punchline. The difference between the two first levels and the third is that although Avoida, the ma'isa you are doing. A person does a mitzvah, he did the mitzvah, forget it. But that avodah will not create, it's not an essence of a relationship that will bring Boyer the Nivra to Dveikus, to become Kaviyochel one unit, to come to an intrinsic relationship of Dveikus. We'll come back to this Maharal in a minute, because this is the highest form. This is the highest form of expression of this idea. I'd like to stop here for a minute. Alright, maybe we'll see one more line which is similar. We're going to go down to we'll leave the idea of Dvekas for a minute. We'll go back to it. That's on a higher level. The basic idea is this line. Sheikar ha'ava kasha oyev es Hashem Yitzvah v'tzad atzmoy kasha yakir gudlusoy v'rimusoy v'u emes v'dvor v'mitzvorsoy emes l'kako oyev v'lasay v'mitzvorsoy. A person who is makir that the Rabbeinu Shalom is emes and his mitzvahs are emes and he wants and desires to do these things for their intrinsic value. The Rambam explains this idea in great detail. The end of Hilchos Teshuva. The Rambam paskens our Mishnah. And he says as follows. Al yoyma odom heini oise mitzvah satoya va oise bechachmosa kidei sheyakabel kol avrofas aksuvas boi va kidei sheyeska l'chai l'aylam abo. This is the way the Rambam is paskening our Mishnah. A person should not do mitzvahs and Torah in order to get sfar ba l'mazeh, sfar ba l'mazeh. Ve'efo ish mimaveh sheyazhir atoya mehen kidei sheyenotum na kolos aksuvas atoya kidei sheyleit akoros m'chai l'aylam abo. Ein roi la'av v'idas Hashem al derech hazeh. It's not fitting to worship the function this way. Sha'oyved al derech zeh hu oyved mi'yira. That is considered mi'yira. Okay, eino milas ha'neviyim, v'loi milas ha'chachonim. That's not the way neviyim oyved Hashem, not the way ha'chachonim. Ve'en oyvedim Hashem al derech zeh, elo amei ha'oretz v'hanoshim v'aktanim, she'mechanchim oysim la'oved mi'yira, ha'shet rabba da'iton v'yavoyed ma'ahav. The Rambam has a very big Kiddush here. Until now, we understood that there are lower levels of Yira and Ahava, and that there are higher levels, more pure levels of Yira and Ahava. A person wants Schar, that's Ahava. A person wants to keep away from Einish, that's Yira. That's true. That's on its lower level. The Rambam is explaining to us, though, on the higher level, there's a basic difference completely between these two forms of avodah, that all of that going after schar, or keeping away from einish, that's all taught here. And real ahava, it's something totally different. He describes this totally different in the next mission, in the next halacha. Ha'oyved v'ahava oisik b'toyru mitzvus, v'hoyvich v'sivus ha'chokma, v'loy mipnei dobe ba'olam, v'loy mipnei yiras hara, v'loy kidei liras ha'teva, Ela oisa ha emes mipnei shehu emes. V'seif ha-toyva lo avod b'glol. Their appreciation of intrinsic value and intrinsic relationship is the motivation for a person who is in contact with the reality of the world. A person, Moshe, a child wants to, a parent wants the children should be healthy, should have proper nourishment. So he makes a piece of chicken. And some side dishes. And the kid likes the side dishes, doesn't want to eat the chicken. He likes the spaghetti. But the chicken took two bites and so he has a problem. She knows that he needs chicken. This is something that's true. He knows that he needs chicken. But to go explain to the child that his protein levels mommy doesn't taste good. I don't like chicken. So the smart mother, instead of trying to argue with the child, or even worse, force the child to eat, which it seems, according to the doctors, is important more for this, is a total waste of time. Rashi says in Brochus, based on the base, that if a person eats without an appetite, without a desire, it is worthless. It doesn't as an ash. I heard from the religious sources also, but the whole of him forcing a chair, I heard from one of the famous baby doctor, said that if you force a child to eat, you're wasting money, coming from the garbage. Because the proper nourishment the kid's not going to get, and worse than that is that you thought that he did. Okay, the whole tree. Yeah. So instead of doing that, this is not going to work. So either you intrinsically make it more applicable to the child, and you add a little ketchup. And all of a sudden it's tasty, the kid eats the chicken. The advantage of eating the chicken with the ketchup is much more than whatever, I don't know, chemicals or additives into the ketchup. It's worth it, it's good. But telling the child you have to eat chicken because it's healthy, child's not up for that. So you put some ketchup. If you don't use ketchup, you don't have ketchup, or ketchup doesn't work. So you can use outside things. You know the ice cream that we have in the freezer? That's only for the ones who are members of the Clean Plate Club. It has nothing to do with chicken. It has to do with clean plates, and this happens to be chicken on the plate. If you want to get the ice cream, you have to have a clean plate. And it happens to be chicken on the plate. So he sees the ice cream and eats the chicken, thinking ice cream, and goes down fine. This is Shalom Yishma. That's Mira. What does it mean, Mira? Mira is stepping back. It's not a relationship, it's not a closeness of a relationship, but a removal of a relationship. He's not involved in the real value of chicken. He's either ice cream or ketchup. He's not even protein. But it works. It works. If you got the chicken in, the kid has protein. This is what he's saying, that the level of chachomim. To eat chicken because of protein for the purposes of having ketchup is not very respectful. The das, the person who has the das, values and understands that everything should be done for its own reason. If a person eats chicken only to get ice cream, that's fine for kids. But if an adult would eat chicken only to get ice cream, we would be embarrassed. At least we wouldn't tell anybody. Yeah. That's just chicken. The same now we take the word of Hashem. Yeah. The Baruch Shem gives schar. First we'll take it on the second, simple level. The Baruch Shem gives schar. But what is the value of our relationship to the Ribbono Shelom and the Seiros HaMitzvos? If Chas V'Chalila, Ribbono Shelom would be an evil man, and he likes to have people do his will, for example, you know, get kicked out of it. So he says, you know what, run around in circles. Everybody runs around in circles all day. At the end of the day, he gives out tzar. That's a very mean king. If you got the scar at the end of the day, so it may be worth running around the surface. But Aleph, then you would be properly motivated. Either you say it's worth running around the circles to get the scar at the end of the day, and therefore you do it only to get the scar, very properly. Or you say it's not worth it, you don't do it. And if you do, do it, you're full. If it's not worth it, we have to have an understanding and appreciation of Torah, of Avodah, and of the relationship with the Ribbono Shel, that there's intrinsic value, that there's Torah, that this is me, that this is something that is intrinsically positive and part of me. There are two things we're bringing together here, but since we're trying to bring together, there's really two aspects of it. The bottom level is the relationship to the mitzvah itself. There's a Gemara in the Avodah Zarah. Gemara says, and I'll bring it, the mitzvah of, it's passing until, the mitzvah of Chofetz Ma'id, Omer Belozer, the mitzvah of Chofetz Belozer, the mitzvah of Chofetz Belozer. What does that mean? Well, it doesn't mean you don't want the schar. But you know that the value of the mitzvah itself is even greater than this. Let's take a mitzvah, tefillin. Tefillin is a mitzvah. How do we do it? So again, we have all the levels. I can come in the morning and put on tefillin from all of the different possible levels. But even a person who's thinking, usually we put it on because that's what we do today. That's what everybody does. We'll do it today too. But even a person who's thinking, and it's coming from bifnim, he has the motivation. He has two issues. He knows that the tefillin itself has some value, and he knows that the Rabbi Shalom pays. At the end of the day, you're going to get schar. Everybody puts on tefillin, it's going to get schar. Whatever the unit, it's very difficult for us to talk about the schar because we don't have the coinage, we don't have the of real schar. But what that schar is, relative to what the mitzvah is itself, so first on the simple level, the schar, the simple level, is ketchup. Its main purpose, especially schar by the mitzvah, its main purpose is to assist the tzaddik, the person on a lower level, the person who's doing the mitzvahs. To do it lishma is difficult. The Baruch Shem says, you do the mitzvahs, hayoyim la'soysa, mochol ha'kabal schorim. You do the mitzvahs, there's ice cream at the end. So we're talking about big people, so we give big ice cream. They're giving, because it's the ultimate mitzvah, the Baruch Shem gives real. So the first level is understanding that the mitzvahs are of real value, even greater than whatever this card is. Dahinu. What does the Rebbein Shalom want from us? What does he have out of it? So on the first level, the Rebbein Shalom wants that we should perfect ourselves, that we should be roi to have that relationship to the Rebbein Shalom that's called Neneve Zivashchina. Come to that close relationship to the Rebbein Shalom that is really to enter Olam Haba. Imperfect people can't get in. Either through our Avodah or through Yisurim, the person has to come to a level of perfection if you want to come to Olam Haba. There are no imperfect people in Olam Haba. There's still lower higher levels, lower levels, but no Bali movement in Olam Haba. We have to come perfect. The Rebbein Shalom gave us Emach and Shasak. Gave us the Eivorim and the Gidim, and for each Eivor of our Guf, and for each Gid in our Guf, there's a corresponding mitzvah. This is both in the physical aspect of the Guf itself, and also the Neshama is equally corresponding. Every mitzvah has a particular job in completing the job of taking these seemingly very incomplete and undeveloped creatures called human beings and transforming them into that higher form of human being, that other mamiti, which is really to walk around Gan Eden. It's really to walk around the world. Like on Rishon Kina Mechet, or even higher than that. How do you transform these pieces of flesh and blood, animal, whatever you want to call it? How do you turn them into higher than Malach? So the Baruch Shem has packages, tremendous machinery. Whether we understand exactly how it works or not, but when a person puts on tefillin on his head, now they have, we have a radio, transistor radio. Take a little black box, turn it on, and you hear the President of the United States speaking. Where did it come from? You don't know how it works. But you tried it once, you tried it twice, or you heard from somebody in your life, you turn it on, you hear it, and you believe it. It worked, here it is. You don't. Yeah, there's some kind of story about a transmitter somewhere that goes to a satellite and goes to the microphone. All right, maybe. I don't know exactly what that means. But B'chol Eifin, I turned it on at work. It worked yesterday, and I heard the other side of the world. Black box. So this is emotional. That's how it explains all these developments. This is the teacher's Eizen Shemaas. Every word a person says, the reason why you have Tevikot is that we should have it easy for us to come to a realization that there's somebody hears everything that we say, and it's all recorded. Until these things came around, I was, a person had to understand that abstractly. You need a tape recorder. a little more, it's a video. A little more developed than that. It gets the penis to. And it records all of the feelings that you had and intentions. They didn't get there yet. But if they can do this, they'll get there. A transistor radio, you turn it on, and there's some rays that come from the other side, come up to a satellite down there, and it's all instantaneously. And I can hear things. That helps us understand film. You put on film and hit. It's also a little black box. Rays come down. And wherever they come from, they do all those things. The fact that we understand exactly how it works, or don't understand how it works, but a person can have an appreciation of mitzvahs to know it. Understanding that a mitzvah, all Torah of everything else was for them. The Gimel Avodah wasn't running around chas v'sholom in circles. It's all the intrinsic development of the Shleimus HaAdam making us roi for Olam Haba, making us b'nei Olam Haba. The mitzvah itself, Moshe, a melech would give a tzivoy instead of running around in circles. He wants you to go to take some courses and to learn some things and make you the secretary of state. He worked hard in those courses. How much work? Hours studying? Get paid for it. This is going to enable you to, instead of being in the kitchen peeling potatoes, have brought up tremendously to a higher level in the relationship with the Melech. Then now you're from your own. You have the capability of being from his advisors. Second thing, powerful man, quality. That training period, those mitzvahs, which are there to develop us, are a higher value than this heart. This is level one. Level two is that thinking about schar as ice cream, paychecks, is not the real idea of schar. In paychecks, I do work. Sat at my desk, I did my work, and I get a paycheck. The paycheck has nothing to do with it. It's just as an agreement. I'm not going to work for him unless he pays me. So he pays me, I work. That's it. That's the only relationship there is between the schar and the avodah. But the avodah doesn't work that way. Schar mitzvah mitzvah. The essence of the schar, real schar, is the mitzvah itself. That development that a person has in the mitzvah entails, encompasses within it the hakshava, the capability for man to come in contact with nena mezivashim, with the quality of real hana, that is the essence of Olam Haba. It's difficult, so we can't describe Olam Haba. Nobody was ever there. Nobody came back. We don't know exactly. But the real understanding of schar, the reason why a person is not over the mitzvah for the purpose of the schar, is the schar is the mitzvah. This is level two. We have a katsu now. The hour is not early. Level three is that the mitzvah and its schar, which is the creation of the development of man to Flamis is all a prerequisite for the real end. And the real end is Dvekus. The real end is the capability of a creation of man to come into a totality of a unity with the Creator. That's the Dvekus. A marshal like we have in Shir Shirim of the Ish, but to become one unit. There's an Achdus of Amo, the Derech Hashem explains that that is the form that the Rabbeinu Shalom could be Mahane with the Etzim greatest Toy, which is the Rabbeinu Shalom himself. The Rabbeinu Shalom himself is the greatest Toy. Somebody who's not the Rabbeinu Shalom can't have that level of Toy. So how does the Rabbeinu Shalom get around this problem? He's not going to settle for anything second best. He's not going to give us some limited Nivra Toy. So he made this whole process of Hashlamat Ha'odam, Hayatei Shechar Vayinish, that a person can't earn a form of Shleimus that will enable him to come to a emes relationship of the Vekis, of connection to the Rabbi Shalom, in its highest form, Olam Haba. But there's an aspect of this that a person can have now. When a person is Oyehev as Hashem be'emes, a person who is an Oyev Hashem, and Oyved Ma'ahavo, so the involvement in the Ritzoyin Shemayim, in the Kiyumah Mitzvahs, is the essence of that budding and growing relationship. And the Tzaddik feels the connection. He feels the relationship. The person who is an Oyved Be'emes, who understands that the real Tachlis is not even Hashlamas Odom. It's not just some kind of schach. But the real Tachlis is the coming in a total relationship to the Rabbeinu Shalom. So even though now he cannot yet attain the totality of that relationship, but he has the beginnings of it. Every mitzvah is a breaking point. It's like a person who's not yet married, but he gets a phone call from him. Present. A letter, connection to. It's from a distance. You don't have that total close relationship that there will be in the final form of Olam Haba. But this essence is an essence of creating that relationship, and that's something that can even be felt. Schar mitzvah hayal malecha, but avas Hashem b'hayal ma'ika. And this is why the highest form of avas Hashem. Highest form of Avos Hashem, of Avodas Hashem, is where a person appreciates what is the real values, and the real values is the total kiyuv to the mission. We just finished in 2 minutes, so what's the second half of the mission? If a person comes to this realization that every time I put on tefillin, every kiyuv mitzvah, every shmir v'aveira is an bringing in essence, tying me together, making me part and parcel together with the Rabbeinu Shalom. So a person can start feeling close, great closeness. That itself is positive, but it's dangerous. Because we have to remember, especially as long as we're still rolling around this world, we haven't made it yet to the Rabbeinu, that the Rabbeinu Shalom is B'Shamayim. Right to all the words. It's the Melech Gadol V'Noyra, and you're a boss of the dumb. So that's what the Maharal explains. The lashon of the Mishnah is Yimoy Shemayim Alech. Never have ye Abbas Shemayim Alech. Have Abbas Hakadosh Baruch Hu, Abbas Hashem. Ye Shemayim, in particular, this form is referring to. You're told to go after Kirbas Hashem. Ad Reikus. But, okay, you don't lose sight of where you are. True, you are in the creation of a relationship. Klai Yisrael called Biti, called Ishti, called Imi. The Russians of Chiba that we have in Shirishim, relationships between Klai Yisrael and the Russians are tremendous. But, Yisrael Shemayim. Let's finish with that. And Rav says, will give us a continue. This Mishnah is the beginning of all the continuing Mishnahs. that is giving us the basic idea of the connection of Avraham here together. That a Avodas Hashem, as we had in the early Mishnah, of the Amudim, has to be done through a motivation of the combined qualities of Ahav over here. A person's relationship to the Rabbein Shalom is combined going after the Vegas, connection to the Rabbein Shalom, but at the same time, realization of who he is and who you are. This is the Sheirish of all of Avodas Hashem. The next, continuing the rest of the parak, there are sets of two. And each one of the two, one describes the Maisa, which is a product of Ahava, and one describes the Maisa, which is a product of Yir. In Maisim, they come individual. A person can do a Maisa, which is basically Ahava, and a Maisa, which is basically Yir. And now the sets are going to go into all different levels and forms of Maisim that are a product. They have their source in the Gimel Amudim, and they have their motivation in the Ahava. But in the person, a person in the relationship, it's together, Avraham V'Yir. In the Maisa, that's why he's one person, is speaking both about Avraham. From here on in, we're going to go into Maisim. And Maisim, there is always two hands. There's two, and when you break it, when it comes to practical application, there's a Maisa that is a Maisa Av, and there's a totally different form, a different aspect of Maisa V'Yir. That we'll see as we go through all the Mishnayos, that this is the basic pattern of the rest of the Arab. Ava v'yira, ma'isei shalav, ma'isei shalav.